Okay, hey everyone. So I wanted to show you how you could use AI for writing, but in a way where not only does it help you with your writing, like for example, you're making a report or sending an email, but also that you can actually learn from it, right? And that's always one of the biggest issues with using AI is there's nothing wrong with it per se, but a lot of times when students, not just ESL students, but anybody, but especially ESL students are using them, using AI is they're not really understanding why the changes are being made or not fully understanding what the results are and just copying and pasting essentially. And so it becomes very obvious when you ask a student, when a teacher asks a student, can you please say this word or pronounce this word or what does this word mean? And it becomes pretty clear that often that the people using the AI, and that again, not just ESL students, but anybody, is that they don't understand what's actually coming out. Of course, there's a way, just like with anything, there's a good way to use something and the not good way to use something. So let's take a look here. I'm gonna go through four, I would say four different steps. So the first part is starting with your own idea. The second part is asking for specific help. The third part is get an explanation of the changes as well as a translation into your first language. And then the final step would be fine-tuning your writing. Okay. I always recommend, so again, another reason why a lot of AI writing sounds fake or it sounds like AI is because often people are not submitting their own writing first. They're just asking AI to do it for them. So let's start actually just with our own writing. That's what I recommend. Try your best to write something and then put it into the AI rather than asking AI to do it for you. Because remember, we're not just trying to make, for example, write an email. We're also trying to learn from this experience. Let's try it out. So I'm going to pretend to be a non-native speaker struggling a little bit. Why don't we create, let's be funny. Let's create a dating profile. Okay. Hello. My name is Chris. I really like cats. Combat sports. And I don't know, writing stories. My favorite movies are Back to the Future, When Harry Met Sally, and oh, Blade Runner. Okay. My goal is to meet a rich woman. Who will pay for everything so I don't have to work anymore? Anything else? I am not lazy. I will cook, clean, and give foot massages. Okay. Oh, and then I should say, I'm writing a dating profile for myself. Here is what I wrote. Okay. Okay, so let's see what it says. Okay, so your profile is humorous, which is great for standing out, but it might not give the best first impression. If you're seriously looking for connection, if you want to keep the humor while also making yourself sound more appealing, here's a revised version. So I like that. It's already explaining it to me, right? Let me make a little bit bigger for you. Okay, how's that? A little too big. Okay, here we go. Okay, so hello, my name is Chris. I love cats, combat sports, and writing stories. I have a soft spot for classic movies. Back to the Future, When Harry Met Sally, and Blade Runner are some of my favorites. So right here we have a change. Okay, we have another change here. I appreciate good conversation, a great sense of humor. And someone who doesn't take life too seriously. I don't think that's true. I didn't actually say that. If you're looking for a guy who can cook, clean, and give amazing foot massages, I'm your man. bonus points if you happen to be a generous billionaire, but I promise I'm not just in it for the luxury lifestyle. Let's talk and see where this goes. Okay, so I didn't actually say this. Okay. Please don't add any content. Only modify or improve what I originally wrote. So AI was actually adding things that weren't originally there. Okay, so it's giving me a little bit of help there. Okay. I would like to make this sound more appealing. Okay. Oh, okay, I like this. Ideally, I'd love to meet a successful woman who wouldn't mind spoiling me a little, but don't worry, I'll earn my keep. I'm more than happy to cook, keep things tidy, and provide top-tier foot massages. Okay, so it says it's going to sound more charming and playful while keeping humor and personality intact. Okay, please explain any changes you made. Aha! Now, here's where we get to the learning aspect as well. But yes, I can see that it's an improvement, but as an English learner, I want to know why. Why is this better so that I can use it in the future, right? And not just copy and paste. Really like to love. Love sounds more engaging and passionate than really, okay. My goal is to meet a rich woman who will pay for everything. That doesn't sound so good. Ideally, I'd love to meet a successful woman who wouldn't mind spoiling me. But don't worry, I'll earn my keep. Successful woman sounds more appealing than rich woman. Okay, interesting. Wouldn't mind spoiling me a little. Makes it sound more playful and flirty rather than transactional. Ooh, good. I'll earn my keep. Reassures that you're offering something in return, which makes the humor land better. Ah, okay, I'm offering something in return. Don't worry, I'll earn my keep. Oh, and I'm going to provide a full transcript of this chat. So you can actually see what was written here, okay? So that'll be easier. So you can pause the video if you want to, but I'll also provide the actual text from the ChatGPT conversation, okay? But don't worry, makes it flow more naturally, more than happy, sounds enthusiastic. Keep things tidy is a smoother way of saying clean, and top-tier foot massages make the humor stronger, okay? Nice. And maybe I'll make it a little more specific. I think it could use some transitions. Do you think I should add transitions? So that's something that a lot of students ask about is transitions. Okay. Okay, so I like this one. I love cats, combat sports, and writing stories. Three things that keep life interesting. So that's an addition. My favorite movies are Back to the Future, When Harry Met Sally, and Blade Runner, a mix of adventure, romance, and sci-fi that pretty much sums up my taste. Nice. Whether it's cooking, keeping things tidy, or providing top-tier foot massages, I'll make sure life is just as good for you as it is for me. Okay. Now, it's adding the changes again, or explaining the changes. Okay. Could you please show me the changes and explain what they mean? Okay. Okay, so that's the original version here. To connect my, okay, good. Ah, this connects your favorite movies to your personality, making it feel more personal rather than just a list. I like that. We already talked about rich woman to successful woman. Okay, this makes your offer sound more charming and engaging rather than just listing tasks. All right, nice. Okay, and then again, it's giving me more of an example. I like this. So I'm learning from this. I'm not just having ChatGPT make something for me. I created the original text with my original ideas. So nothing here is a lie, but all it's doing is it's making it better And I can always ask it for to do different things, right? But it's also explaining it to me. Now, here's another thing you can do. I'm an English learner, so I need help with vocabulary and grammar. Could you please explain any idioms, transitions, or advanced vocabulary you used? Okay. Ah, nice. So now it's giving me a grammatical analysis as well. So keep life interesting is a relative clause describing three things. Okay. Relative clause. Sums up. Okay. Explain something in a simple way. Taste, meaning personal preferences, especially movies. So taste in movies, taste in music, fashion, or your taste in like fashion and so on. Okay, again, relative clause here, nice. Ideally is a transition word, means in a perfect situation, great. I'd love to, I would love to, okay. Wouldn't mind spoiling me a little. Okay, a polite way to say I would like it if, all right. Spoil in this context means to treat someone with extra care. Saying a little makes it sound playful, nice. So again, I'm learning from this conversation with ChatGPT, right? But don't worry, I'll earn my keep, okay? An idiom that means to contribute or work in exchange for benefits, all right? But don't worry is used as a transition to reassure the reader, nice. Okay, and so on. So again, you can look through the chat history in the separate document or you can pause the video, but you get the idea here. Now, another thing that some, oh, and there's more. Oh my God, this is a lot, right? This is amazing, okay? Okay, so you get a lot more explanations here. Now, another thing that a lot of people don't realize is that you can ask for the explanation in your first language as well. I'm a native Japanese speaker, not really. Would you mind explaining this again, but in Japanese? Okay, let's see what happens. Okay, now I don't know how accurate this is. My Japanese is pretty good, but it could be a little weird here. But so far it seems okay. Yeah. Konomi, taste. Yeah, I guess that's okay. Kantan ni arawasu. Yeah, so again, I don't know how natural this sounds, but if you're a Japanese speaker, I'm pretty sure this is easy to understand, even if it's not perfectly natural. Ideally, 理想的には, yeah, that sounds good. ちょっと控えめな願望を表現するのに便利な単語. Okay, interesting. Wow, great stuff. Okay, again, you don't need to see all this in detail, but you can imagine how useful this could be for you, right? You're getting the explanation in English, which is good practice for you, but also you can get it explained again in your first language, which might help you. So there's nothing wrong with learning bilingually. That's something I actually used to do when I was studying Japanese, is sometimes I would watch a movie, for example, in English, and then I would watch it again in Japanese, or read a book and then read the translation. So bilingual learning is fine as well. Okay, and then there's a summary here. All right. So that's something more like everyday writing, yeah? Now, what if I want to make it a little more serious, right? Actually, that's a little too playful. I'd like to make it slightly more serious, okay? So again, you're always asking questions to ChatGPT. You're always asking it to change things because what you get the first time is usually not good enough. Okay, so this is a lot more formal, all right? And you want it to make it reflect your personality, right? For those of you who are my students, you know that I'm always playing around, goofing around, making jokes. But that's not everybody, of course, right? So You want your writing to hopefully reflect your own personality and your conversation style, right? Not always, of course, but often. If you're making a report for work, that's going to be a different thing. But anyway. Okay, so it's basically the same content, but again, giving you it in a more serious tone. And then you can ask it to do different things, right? Okay, and again, now ChatGPT remembers what my previous prompts were. And so now it's continuing to give me explanations, which is great stuff. I don't have to keep asking it again. All right. Okay, good stuff here. Again, please look at the chat history if you want to read it in detail. Now, then the question is, what if you want to do something more detailed, say in an essay, right? It's basically the same thing. You just put in your original text. So try to do it yourself. Try to write it yourself first and then put it in ChatGPT and just have it help you with whatever you need help with. Transitions, more idioms, more advanced vocabulary, whatever you can think of. You just ask, okay? But you want to, I want you to, if you are going to use AI for writing, I want you to use it also as a learning opportunity. So ask it for explanations. Ask it, why did you make these changes? Please explain the changes. Please show me the grammar, things like that, okay? Maybe I can do one more quick example here. Okay, let me see if I can find the document. You know what? I think that's fine. Okay, maybe we'll try this one. No, that's fine. I think it's the same basic idea. Okay. So I hope that was helpful. Again, there's nothing wrong with using AI. I use AI a lot for work and sometimes for other things, but 90% of the time when I use ChatGPT, it's for work stuff. So there's nothing wrong with it. Again, it's just how you use it, like anything with technology, right?